Now, Kerry County Council announced that they held meetings yesterday with a number of stakeholders in relation to the preparations for a street festival and family events, which will be held between the 18th and the 23rd of August, coincide, of course, with the Rose of Tralee. The elected members of the Tralee Municipal Council were updated on the current preparations. There were also meetings with Tralee Chamber Alliance and the Tralee Vintners. All parties remain closely engaged and fully committed to developing a street festival and family activities, and will be announcing more details in coming weeks. Well, with me on the line to talk about this in more detail is Colette O'Connor, CEO of Tralee Chamber Alliance. Colette, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry. Actually, could I just offer my condolences as well to the family of Paul Coughlin, following your piece there at the beginning. So I think it's a very sad passing, and you know, it's a colossus. So our condolences on behalf of Tralee Chamber.
Indeed. Okay. Tell me about the meetings. Colette, tell me about preparations. Tell me about what Tralee Chamber Alliance's position is at this juncture, preparing for the development of the street side of things for the festival.
Okay, I suppose, Jerry, look, when that statement came out last week from the festival, we were very much kind of, I suppose, waiting to see what Kerry County Council pick it up here. And, you know, huge credit to the council, to the management and to the elected members. They weren't found wanting. So look, there's been regular engagement between myself directly with the MD manager, Neil O'Sullivan, with Mario Morell and with our Mayor Mikey Sheehy as well. And I suppose yesterday morning was the first meeting, really, that took place. There was no meeting prior to that. So it's been lots of conversations trying to see where we could all come together. And it was a positive meeting. You know, there was, I suppose, there's a good, solid representation of small bodies. And I think the fairest thing to say is that everybody's committed to trying to see what will work, because make no mistake, Jerry, the timeline is short. It is very short. You know, the council have sought proposals and quotations from event management companies, so the closing date for that is next week, so we'll know an awful lot more after that as to what is possible. You know, I mean, I think everyone can appreciate that events such as a street festival that we're used to, there's a huge amount of planning that goes into that, there's a huge amount of work that goes into that, and time is not on our side. So look, that's where we are at the moment now. We're kind of waiting to see what will come back from the proposals.
Yeah, and there's proposals and quotations being sought from event management companies. Closing date is the end of next week on that, so you'll be able to put more shape on it, maybe use their expertise as well to see what can be done in the time that you have.
Absolutely. Look, I have an events background myself, and I suppose the thing really here is what's actually possible. What can be delivered? What can be delivered well? There will be something, but what that looks like now, I can't really say at this time.
Yeah, and that's probably where it stays from that point of view. But look, it is positive, Colette, from the point of view that everyone is rowing in together, the Vintners, Chamber Alliance, the Council and others, to make this a reality, to make it happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I suppose from a commercial point of view and from a business point of view, the value of that street festival every August in Tralee is vital. You know, I mean, there's huge revenue generated from it for the businesses and retail tourism, and you know, it'll be a huge hole in August if we don't have something. So there was never going to be a question that we weren't going to, you know, do everything within our power, you know, within the resources available to us. So make no mistake, the will is there. The shoulders are just firmly at the wheel now, so it's just, I suppose, as I say, we'll know more after the proposals come back.
Yeah, and that's part of it as well, because I suppose it's when you do get proposals, when you do get the plans in place, to let people know about it, to make sure that people understand that Tralee is still a destination to come to for that period in August, in case anyone thinks that there might not be much happening.
No, absolutely, Laura. Well, look, Tralee, I mean, particularly North Kerry, we pride ourselves on our festivals, you know. I mean, even Fianna Fáil is coming up there shortly. And also, we're very excited about the Munster Flan, July 10th to 16th, taking place. That's a huge thing for Tralee. So, you know, all going well, we have something every month this year in Tralee. Tralee itself is a fantastic town for tourism. We have all the natural resources. We have the beaches, we have the indoor amenities, the aquadome, the wetlands. So there's everything there, and I suppose the Rose of Tralee festival itself is a bit of it's an animal, like, you know, it has a whole life of its own, and it has such a brand outside of Tralee, outside of Kerry. Internationally, it's a massive thing, and it is a huge draw to the area. And it's not, I suppose, it's a massive thing for Tralee, but also for the county of Kerry. So look, there's huge buy-in, not just from ourselves within Tralee Chamber, Tralee councillors. There's county buy-in here, so there's huge work going on behind the scenes. I know Kerry County Council have devoted several members of their team working specifically. They've been taking off projects to work on this. We're assisting them. So there's huge work going on. There's a big ask to people. I have to stress that there's a big ask, but you know, The will is there.
Yeah, and will that be reflected then on the volunteering side of it? Because that's a key part of it, Colette, as well, for volunteers to step in and help out.
It is. I suppose from our perspective, I suppose speaking about the chamber, like you have myself and the team in the office, we're all part-time resources, but in terms of the wider group of the chamber, it's 100% voluntary. Our board is voluntary, our steering group is voluntary. They give up already prior to this going on, they give up huge amounts of their own time to support local initiatives, to support festivals, to support Tidy Towns. And it's not a new thing for us. It just means there's going to be an extra ask there now. But at the moment, there's nobody saying they won't do it.
Yeah, and that's the key thing. And people do understand or will rely and realise that, look, that's part of it. It's part of, I suppose, the effort to get it on up and running and make it happen. Colette, look, I know it's a question for another day in a way, but following on from this year, obviously everyone will have to sit down again and decide about the future of the street side of things, but the festival in general, I'd imagine.
Oh, I'd absolutely say that, Jerry. Yeah, so I'd say we get this year done, and then in September there's going to have to be a serious meeting as to where we go forward. You know, this is the pressure that everyone is under now is intense, so this can't happen every year. So we need to have a plan for 2024 and forward to protect the structure of this thing and to ensure it happens.
Important thing, because in terms of brand awareness alone, it's a very valuable product for Tralee, for what Tralee has to offer. I know you're adding on festivals all the time and developing new ones, but it's still the jewel in the crown for the town.
Absolutely. I throw the Tralee, as we've said, it's internationally, it's massive. It's a huge brand for the county. And I think for a lot of people, you know, that the television is one aspect of it, but for an awful lot of people, it's that festival on the street to street. That's the Rose of Tralee. That's what we see as the Rose of Tralee.
It is indeed. Okay, Colette, we'll leave it there. Yeah. Thanks so much for talking to us about